Now we turn to your letters. And the first one is about a conversation that Michelle had on Friday.
I talked with Danielle Smith. Her family's Christmas card photo mysteriously appeared in Prague. It was spotted, blown up to life size, in the window of a grocery store and was used to advertise quick delivery. Mrs. Smith had posted the photo on her blog, and she was disturbed by what had happened.
I think that I should have a reasonable expectation of being able to create a website that someone doesn't jump on and take a portion of.
Well, Dan Herrick of Portland, Oregon, had a different take.
He writes, "I was so surprised that the mother was so outraged that her family's image was used in an ad for the grocery store. I feel that if a company halfway around the globe was so impressed with a great photo of my beautiful family that they wanted to use it in their ad, that's about as big a compliment that someone could receive. I would think it was hilarious."
Also on Friday, I spoke with jazz musician Dave Brubeck, now 88 years old. We talked about his timeless classic, Take Five. Mr. Brubeck, may I ask about your hands?
Yeah.
Because at a certain point in life, the joints start to talk to you. What do you do to try to keep your hands nimble?
For me, the more you get to play, the better it is. Just play as much as you can, while you can. I can't wait till the next job so we can play.
Well, that conversation brought back a faded memory for Al Auger of Redding, California. He was reminded of his own fateful meeting with Mr. Brubeck years ago at the Monterey Jazz Festival.
He writes, "I arrived early for the evening concert. As we entered, we spied Brubeck sitting in the front row of empty seats, talking quietly with his wife. My wife and I introduced ourselves. Mr. Auger says it was the mention of Dave's hands that brought back the only dark memory of that meeting. When I introduced myself, Brubeck reached out to shake hands, and not thinking, I started the usual handshake pressure. He immediately pulled his hand back and apologized, as his hands were his life. I, too, apologized, but will never forget those long, nimble fingers that created such wonderful sounds."
Well, please send us your memories and your critiques. You can visit npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.